doesn't take magic away, simply replaces illusion with a deeper, quieter kind of truth, and the kind of truth that actually sets you free. So this retrograde can heighten intuition in a very, very powerful way. Dreams may feel more vivid, and creativity may feel more emotional or more honest or more raw. And so for sensitive souls, artists and empaths and the deep feelers like many of you listening are, I mean, this can be an incredibly sacred window. And not to escape life or anything, but to just finally see it clearly with compassion, though, instead of denial. Hello, hello, magical friends, yomis. My name is Raquel, and welcome to Your Own Magic, a podcast for the creative and the curious soul. Yay, another witchy little Wednesday, which we haven't had in a minute. But this is a soft corner of Your Own Magic, where we slow down, listen inward, and just let the universe whisper instead of shout at us, right? And I want to start with something that might feel like it takes a great hold on our lives every year, right? Retrogrades. Many we don't look forward to, right? But I gotta say this, that even though I've had a lot of cliche retrograde moments, I even have to remind myself, it is not here to ruin my life, right? Retrogrades are not here to ruin our lives. They're not cosmic punishments. They're not the universe pulling the rug out from under us. Retrogrades are simply sacred pauses and perhaps just little edits in our story. Moments where maybe the sky is asking us to stop pushing too much in a way that might not best serve us. Just a possibility. And so instead of turning around or looking closer, just remember that what we may have rushed past may still be just there waiting for us. The timing of this episode is very intentional because next week we move into Mercury retrograde. Yay! Many of you know that the most recent Mercury retrograde was one of the most cliche Mercury retrograde experiences for me. And yeah, it's usually the one everyone fears the most, I'd say. But instead of spiraling about miscommunication and tech glitches and flight delays, I thought it could feel grounding, even comforting, even to zoom out and look at the entire retrograde landscape of 2026. Let's prep. You know, fail to plan, you plan to fail. Let's just look at the full picture, because when we look at the full picture, we realize that this year isn't really about chaos at all. It's just about revision. 2026 is about revision, realignment, returning to what's actually true for you, for us. So today we're going to walk slowly through, I like to say, the sky of 2026 together. Well, just the retrogrades, and just feel into each retrograde and what each of them at least might gently try to teach us. And so, of course, we're going to begin with what's happening next week, which is Mercury retrograde. And Mercury retrograde takes place February 26th, and it goes until March 20th. And then the second one of 2026 will be June 29th. And that will go till July 23rd. And then we have a third one, folks. October 24th to November 13th. Ooh, and I gotta tell you what sign is in each. So the first one, the one next week, that is in Pisces. The second one, June 29th through July 23rd, is in Cancer. And then the third one, October 24th to November 13th, is in Scorpio. Mark your calendars, write the sign that it's in. And just know that Mercury retrograde is simply the drama queen of astrology. No big deal. She's the one that just gets blamed for every awkward text and missed email and delayed flight and emotional spiral. Mercury retrograde isn't really about things going wrong. It's about things becoming visible. And because Mercury rules the mind, right? Communication, it rules memory, rules the stories that we tell ourselves about our lives. So the narratives of the perception of our reality, right? And so when Mercury appears to move backward in the sky, it's almost like the universe is saying, hey, slow down. Read that again. Are you sure that this story is true? So this is the first retrograde of 2026, which moves through Pisces energy, and so therefore it might feel especially tender and dreamy and even emotional and intuitive. Because Pisces doesn't deal in logic. Pisces deals in feeling and in memory and in the quiet knowing underneath. So this retrograde, this Mercury retrograde, may not just bring surface level miscommunications. It honestly may bring old emotions, old dreams, old versions of yourself that are ready to be understood in a deeper way. You might feel more nostalgic or more sensitive. Yeah, more drawn to journaling and music and yoga and sleep or solitude. And so instead of resisting that softness that you're feeling into, what if this is actually the medicine you need right now in this point in your life, this season of your life? Because Mercury retrograde in Pisces isn't asking you to figure everything out. It's asking you to listen to your dreams and to your intuition and to the feelings that you usually talk yourself out of. So this is a beautiful time to, I'd say, reread old journal entries, reach out to someone where the story felt unfinished, or write letters that you never send. Pay attention to symbols and synchronicities and dreams a little more. Write down every dream. And it's not to fix the past or anything, but just to understand it differently from a different lens. And maybe the most important reminder during Mercury retrograde will be you don't have to rush clarity, because clarity during Mercury retrograde, remember, it arrives slowly. It will arrive quietly and gently. And when it does arrive, ooh, it will be unmistakable once it is there. So if something in your life feels uncertain right now, or if communication feels a little blurry, or if you feel pulled inward instead of forward, just know that nothing is wrong. You may simply be in the middle of a rewrite. And so if Mercury asks us to rethink the story, then Jupiter asks us to rethink the meaning behind it. When it comes to feeding your baby, confidence is everything, and that's why I love Bobby. Bobby's organic, European-style infant formulas are designed to support all feeding journeys, whether you're breastfeeding, combo feeding, exclusively formula feeding, or just keeping a backup can in the pantry. Bobby is a brand that truly meets parents where they are. So what really stood out to me is how thoughtful Bobby is about every detail. They only use carefully sourced ingredients backed by proven science, and every single batch goes through over 2,000 safety and quality checks before it ever leaves their U.S. manufacturing facility. That level of care makes such a difference when you're choosing what goes into your baby's bottle. Bobby also offers a full suite of recipes and holds some of the most trusted certifications out there: USDA Organic, EU Organic, European Organic, Clean Label Project Purity Award, and Clean Label Project Certified Pesticide Free, a high quality infant formula you can genuinely feel good about. And parents aren't the only ones who love it. Bobby has been recognized as Babylist's 2025 Top Choice Organic Formula and named 2025 Top Choice by Consumer Reports, which says so much about the trust they've built. I love that Bobby was created by moms who couldn't find a formula that met their standards, so they made one that did. It's inclusive, intentional, and built to help parents feed with confidence no matter what their journey looks like. If you want to learn more, head to HiBobby.com. That's HiBobby.com, HiBobbie.com, to find the organic, clean, high-quality infant formula trusted by parents and loved by babies. Because Jupiter is a planet of growth, belief, hope, expansion, maybe that part of us that wants life to feel big and purposeful and full of possibility, which normally Jupiter energy is very outward, right? So more success, more movement, more yes, more future. Well, maybe Jupiter, as it turns retrograde, that expansion, it doesn't disappear, but it just simply turns inward. And this can feel more subtle and more quiet. So Jupiter retrograde will take place. Well, we're actually in a Jupiter retrograde right now because it started in late 2025, but it ends March 10th, 2026 in Cancer. But it will begin again December 12th at the end of this year till April 12th, 2027 in Leo. So as you simply turn inward during Jupiter retrograde, this can feel subtle, right? Or quiet, almost invisible from the outside. And you might not see dramatic progress or anything, or maybe you're even questioning your direction or what's going on with your life right now, or wonder if you're behind, or maybe if the things that you once believed fit so well in your life, maybe you're questioning, do they still fit the person that I'm becoming, right? That you're becoming. So I want to pause here for a moment, because I know so many of you listening are in seasons that feel exactly like that, right? The in-between, the redefining success, building something slowly that no one else can fully see yet. Jupiter retrograde is not a sign that you're failing, okay? It's a sign, it's often a sign that you're definition of growth is simply maturing, and that you're learning the difference between expansion that looks impressive and expansion that actually feels true. So this is a powerful time to just gently ask yourself, what do I actually believe about my life right now? And what does success mean to me without comparison? Or where am I chasing more instead of honoring enough in my life right now? Because the most meaningful Jupiter growth rarely happens in the spotlight, honestly. It happens quietly and in private choices, in the comfort of your own bed, maybe in your bed, but it happens in small courage, right? Or in the moment that you decide to trust your path, even when it looks different than you may have imagined 10 years ago. So Jupiter retrograde reminds us that faith isn't always loud. Sometimes faith is just taking the next honest step without needing proof that it will work. And so once we begin to see what's true for us, Saturn gently asks the next question. Are you ready to live that truth? So Saturn retrograde will be taking place July 26th to December 10th in Aries. And Saturn has a reputation for being the strict one, right? The teacher, the ruler, the planet everyone secretly hopes will just skip their chart entirely. But Saturn isn't here to punish you. Saturn is here to help you become someone you can actually rely on. And so when Saturn turns retrograde, its lessons become deeply personal, right? This is less about external pressure and more about inner honesty. And we love a little bit of inner honesty, right? Where do I need stronger boundaries? What am I avoiding that I know would support my future? Or where am I ready to grow up, not in a harsh way, but in a loving, self-respecting, a self-compassionate way? Saturn retrograde is sacred responsibility. It's not the heavy kind forced on you by the world, but it's a gentle kind that comes from caring about your own life. And so this energy can be incredibly grounding, right? Especially if you've been feeling scattered or uncertain or pulled in too many directions, because Saturn doesn't ask you to do everything. Saturn asks you to do what matters and to do it consistently and with patience. And so there's something very real and very human about this part of the journey, learning how to balance creativity and stability, or your dreams and your money, freedom and commitment, magic and real life, and not choosing one over the other, but just slowly building a life where both can exist. Saturn retrograde is where inspiration meets devotion, where the version of you with beautiful ideas meets the version of you who shows up for those ideas day by day, quietly and faithfully. And one of the most simplest, most powerful rituals during Saturn retrograde is making a promise to yourself that you can actually keep, right? And not 10 promises, not a complete life overhaul, just one honest commitment to yourself that supports the person you're becoming. Because self-trust is built in very small, very sacred ways. But I'd say structure alone isn't the whole story, because another retrograde arrives to soften the edges and dissolve what was never truly real. And so that brings us to Neptune. Neptune retrograde will take place July 7th all the way till December 12th, and that will be in Aries. Neptune is dreams and intuition and fantasy and spiritual longing, the beautiful places that we go to escape, and sometimes the beautiful stories that we tell ourselves to survive. So when Neptune is moving direct, it can feel very magical, right? And inspired and otherworldly. But when Neptune turns retrograde, the fog begins to lift, and not harshly, not all at once, but just slowly, right? Like the tide pulling back from the shore. And then suddenly we may see that where we were romanticizing someone who couldn't meet us, or where we were clinging to a dream that just no longer fits, or where we confused potential with reality. I want to say this gently because Neptune retrograde isn't cruel. It doesn't take magic away, simply replaces illusion with a deeper, quieter kind of truth, and the kind of truth that actually sets you free. So this retrograde can heighten intuition in a very, very powerful way. Dreams may feel more vivid and creativity may feel more emotional or more honest or more raw. And so for sensitive souls, artists and empaths and the deep feelers like many of you listening are, I mean, this can be an incredibly sacred window. And not to escape life or anything, but to just finally see it clearly with compassion, though, instead of denial. Because sometimes clarity doesn't arrive like lightning. Sometimes clarity arrives like the ocean quietly going out, or when the water pulls back and you just finally see what was there all along. And so after the mind and the beliefs and the structure and the dreams, we've got another retrograde in 2026 that will turn our attention to the most tender place of all. It will turn it to the heart. Venus retrograde is the one people whisper about. Venus retrograde is the one people whisper about. And that will take place October 3rd to the 25th in Scorpio. And then the 25th to the 13th, November 13th in Libra. This one, I mean, Venus retrograde is for old lovers returning, or memories resurfacing, feelings you thought you had outgrown suddenly knocking at the door again. And yeah, sometimes that does happen, right? But Venus retrograde is so much deeper than romantic plot twists that we're always told. Venus rules love, but also beauty and money and self-worth and pleasure and value. So which means that this retrograde isn't just asking, who do you love? Is your ex come right back in? No. It's asking, do you truly know what you deserve? Yeah, maybe old relationships resurface, right? Not to pull you backward, but to show you how much you've grown. Or perhaps creative passions may return because a forgotten part of you is ready to live again. Financial patterns may become visible so you can choose differently, more lovingly and more wisely, and more in alignment with your real value. Venus retrograde is less about reunion and more about recognition, recognizing your standards and your beauty and your needs, your enoughness, exactly as you are. And so maybe the most powerful question Venus asks is this, is what if the love that you've been searching for is actually the version of you that you haven't fully seen yet? Because when you truly choose yourself, so much confusion and love quietly disappears. Not because the life becomes perfect, right? But because your heart finally feels like home. And beneath all the retrogrades that we've already walked through, mind, belief, structure, dreams, heart, there is an even deeper current moving quietly through 2026. Pluto. Pluto will take place May 6th to October 15th in Aquarius. Pluto doesn't work on the surface of your life. Pluto moves in the underground and in the subconscious and in the hidden places where old identities, fears, and power patterns live. And so when Pluto turns retrograde, the transformation becomes internal. This is the kind of change that you announce, right? It's the kind that you feel in private realizations and in truths that you can't unsee. And in the quiet moments that you realize that you've outgrown a version of yourself that once felt permanent. So Pluto retrograde asks questions like, where am I still giving my power away? Or what identity am I clinging to because it feels safe, even if it's no longer true? Or what am I afraid will happen if I fully step into my real strength? These are not light questions, but they are liberating ones, right? Because Pluto's work is never destruction for the sake of pain, right? It's always death in service of rebirth. So this particular Pluto retrograde moving through Aquarius adds another layer, one connected to authenticity and freedom and belonging. And you may notice shifts in friendships or community and where you feel aligned or suddenly, quietly not. And you may feel a pull toward a more honest version of yourself, right? That doesn't need approval in the same way anymore. And that can feel both powerful and a little lonely. But Pluto reminds us that losing what isn't true is how we find what is. And so this is deep shadow work, the kind that heals roots, not just branches. And even if no one else can see the transformation happening, you will feel it. You'll feel it slow and steady and irreversible. Because once you reclaim your power at the root, your life begins to grow differently. And just as Pluto transformed the deepest layers of power, another retrograde in 2026 turns towards something even more tender. It's the place inside you that still aches. So we've got Chiron. Chiron is often called the wounded healer, not the part of you that is perfectly whole, but the part of you that has known pain and learned compassion because of it. And when Chiron turns retrograde this year, which happens many times, in fact, Chiron just ended January 2nd in Aries, but it will start again August 3rd to September 17th in Taurus. And then again right away, September 17th to January 6, 2027 in Aries. And so when Chiron turns retrograde, healing becomes quieter and more internal and less about fixing and more about feeling. Feeling insecurities may resurface, right? Or sensitive memories may resurface, or stories about not being enough or not being chosen, not being seen the way you needed to. And so I want to say this very gently, that this isn't regression, this is integration. Because real healing isn't pretending the wound never existed. Real healing is being able to sit beside the younger version of you who felt that pain and offering them the safety that they didn't have then. Chiron retrograde slows the healing process so it can become honest and not rush and not performative and not spiritual bypassing, just real. And so this is a sacred time for therapy or deep conversation, inner child work, journaling with radical honesty, letting yourself be supported instead of always being the strong one. Because the paradox of Chiron is that the places where you feel most broken are often the places where the greatest compassion lives. And so your sensitivity actually becomes medicine, and your story becomes guidance. And I'm going to say this, that your healing becomes a light for someone else still walking through the dark. So during Chiron retrograde, you don't have to prove you're healed or anything. You only have to stay gently present with what is still becoming. And so when we include Pluto and Chiron in this larger sky of 2026, the message becomes even clearer that this is not just a year of reflection. It's a year of deep, sacred transformation, power at the root, healing at the heart of it, and a slow return to the truest version of you. So when you step back all the way, way back, and look at the sky of 2026 as a whole, this year begins to feel less like disruption and more like devotion. Not devotion to productivity and not devotion to proving anything. Devotion to truth and to healing and to becoming honest with your own life. Mercury turns you toward your mind and Jupiter toward your beliefs. Saturn toward the life that you're slowly building. Neptune toward the dreams that are real enough to keep. And Venus toward the love you actually deserve. Pluto toward your power at the root, and Chiron toward the tender places, still learning how to feel safe. So every retrograde pointing inward and every pause asking the same quiet question, what part of you is ready to come home now? And maybe nothing in your life is actually off track. Maybe the pauses are protection. Maybe the uncertainty is redirection. Maybe the slowness is sacred, because real transformation rarely looks traumatic while it's happening. It looks like resting more, telling the truth more softly, choosing differently in small, almost invisible ways, until one day that you realize that you are living inside a life that finally feels like yours. So as we move toward this next Mercury retrograde next week and deeper into this year of reflection and return, this is just a gentle reminder that you are allowed to go slow and change your mind. You're even allowed to outgrow what once fit. That's okay. You are allowed to become someone new without apologizing for the becoming. You are not late. Not even close to late, and you are not broken. You are in the quiet, sacred middle of returning to yourself. Anyway, I'm so grateful that we get to walk this path together. And thank you so much for listening. Say hi to me on Substack or Instagram. My handle is @RaquelMantra, RaquelleMantra. I'll connect with you Monday. Thank you so much for listening. And thank you for your magic.